Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Mem Dalad, the fourth parak, Shor Shenagach. The fourth parak has been generously sponsored with Zechu Nishmas, Rosh Hadvor Bas Aharon HaKohen Al HaSham. May your neshama have an aliyah. So the three dots we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Shor Sheyem Mishachik Bechosav Agnafa Adam. If an ox was rubbing itself against a wall, and it collapsed onto a person and killed him, or if an ox intended to kill an animal, a goy, or non-viable baby, and instead killed a viable Jew, Pater. Rav Shmuel disagrees if the exemption is only from the animal being stoned or also from the owner's kofar obligation, which was disputed by others on Daf Mem Gimel. A braisa proves that kofar is paid. The braisa continues, v'hanizokin shelo b'kavana, and regarding unintentional damages inflicted by an ox on a person where he was injured but not killed, Rabbi Yudah says he's chayav to pay, and Rabbi Shimon holds he's not. Rabbi Yudah reasons that just as one pays kofar for his ox's unintentional killing, he also pays damages for its unintentional injuries. He holds dan tashum mitashum, we derive payments for damages from payments, i.e. kofar. Rabbi Shimon reasons that just as his ox is not killed for its unintentional killing, the owner is also exempt from paying damages for such injuries. He holds dan chiyuv deishor mechiyuv deishor, we derive the ox's obligation from the ox's obligation, according to death. Pointing to the Mishnah teaches that an ox which intended to kill an animal and killed a person is patur from being stoned. This implies that if it had intended to kill a Jew and killed a different Jew, it is stoned. The Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, who said, "Afil niskaven haro gazet, bahar gazet, pater." Even if it intended to kill this Jew and still killed another, it is pater, because the Torah said, "Hashor yisakev gamba alav yumas." The ox shall be stoned, and the owner shall also die. This juxtaposition teaches, "Kemisa zabon kach misa zashor." As the laws are regarding the owner's death, so are the laws regarding the ox's death. Just as Rabbi Shimon holds, the owner would not be killed for murdering a different person than he intended, an ox is also pater in this case. Rabbi Shimon's source to examine someone who kills the wrong victim is from the pasuk Ba'ari Vlovakam Olav, and he ambushes him and rises against him, teaching, Achis Gavinglo, he's not liable unless he intends to kill him. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah lists six cases of oxen which are killed for killing a Jew. An ox belonging to a woman, or to orphans, or under the care of an apotropos, an ox of the wild, which is onerous, an ox of hektish, and an ox of a convert who died without heirs, which is onerous. Yudah says about the last three cases, b'turim min hamisa, they are exempt from death, lifi she'ein lahem balim, because they do not have owners. In a braisa, the Tanakam includes these six cases from the six superfluous words shor in this passage. Rav Huna says Rav Yehuda exempted the ox afil nagach ubasov hiktish, even where it gored and he subsequently was makdishit, nagach ubasov hifkir, or it gored and he subsequently was mafkirit. This can be proven from the Mishnah's mentioning two cases of onerous oxen, an ox of the wild and of a convert who dies, the second of which is to include this case. This is supported by a braisa which derives from a drasha that the ox is not killed, unless the victim's death, the standing in court, and the verdict are similar, meaning the ox is owned throughout. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Shor Sheyem Mishachik Bechosav Nafal Adam. If an ox was rubbing itself against the wall, and it collapsed onto a person and killed him, or if an ox intended to kill an animal, a goy, or a non-viable baby, and instead killed a viable Jew, pater. Rav Shmuel disagrees if the exemption is only from the animal being stoned or also from the owner's kofar obligation, which was disputed by others on Daf Mem Gimel. A braisa proves that kofar is paid. The braisa continues, v'hanizokin shelo b'kavana, and regarding unintentional damages inflicted by an ox on a person where he was injured but not killed, Rabbi Yudah says he's chayav to pay, and Rabbi Shimon holds he's not. Rabbi Yudah reasons that just as one pays kofar for his ox's unintentional killing, he also pays damages for its unintentional injuries. He holds dan tashum mitashum, we derive payments for damages from payments, i.e. kofar. Rabbi Shimon reasons that just as his ox is not killed for its unintentional killing, the owner is also exempt from paying damages for such injuries. He holds dan chiyuv deishor mechiyuv deishor, we derive the ox's obligation from the ox's obligation, according to death. Pointing to the Mishnah teaches that an ox which intended to kill an animal and killed a person is patur from being stoned. This implies that if it had intended to kill a Jew and killed a different Jew, it is stoned. The Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, who said, "Afil niskaven haro gazet, bahar gazet, pater." Even if it intended to kill this Jew and still killed another, it is pater, because the Torah said, "Hashor yisakev gamba alav yumas." The ox shall be stoned, and the owner shall also die. This juxtaposition teaches, Kamisa Zabam, Kach Misa Zashor. As the laws are regarding the owner's death, so are the laws regarding the ox's death. Just as Rabbi Shimon holds, the owner would not be killed for murdering a different person than he intended, an ox is also putter in this case. Rabbi Shimon's source to examine someone who kills the wrong victim is from the pasuk Ba'ari will become a love, and he ambushes him and rises against him, teaching, he's not liable unless he intends to kill him. And pointing between the next mishnah lists six cases of oxen which are killed for killing a Jew. An ox belonging to a woman, or to orphans, or under the care of an apotropos, an ox of the wild, which is onerous, an ox of hekdesh, and an ox of a convert who died without heirs, which is onerous. Yehuda says about the last three cases, Peturim min hamisa, they are exempt from death, lifi she'ein lahem balim, because they do not have owners. In a brisa, the Tanakhama includes these six cases from the six superfluous words shor in this passage. Rav Huna says Rav Yehuda exempted the ox afil nagach ubasov hikdish, even where it gored and he subsequently was makdishit, nagach ubasov hifkir, or it gored and he subsequently was mafkirit. This can be proven from the Mishnah's mentioning two cases of ownerless oxen, an ox of the wild and of a convert who dies, the second of which is to include this case. This is supported by a brisa which derives from a drasha that the ox is not killed, unless the victim's death, the standing in court, and the verdict are similar, meaning the ox is owned throughout. All right, so now we go to our simur daf mem dalet, and our standard simon is mud. Mud. So here goes. The ox that rubbed itself against a muddy wall, which then collapsed and killed a Jew, and then got so angry, got all muddy, that it attempted to gore someone to death, but accidentally killed someone else, turned out to be an ownerless ox, which isn't killed. Once again, some motion. The ox that rubbed itself against a muddy wall. Mud? That must be more duff. Mem dalid. The ox that rubbed itself against a muddy wall, which then collapsed and killed a Jew, which reminds us, the next mission states, Shorishe mezhacher bekosov anafala adam. If an ox was rubbing itself against a wall and it collapsed onto a person and killed him, or if an ox intended to kill an animal, a goy, or a non-viable baby, and instead killed a viable Jew, it is pater. There's machlokas whether an ox is liable for unintentional damages when it injures a person. So the ox had rubbed itself against a muddy wall, which then collapsed and killed a Jew, and then got so angry that it got all muddy that it attempted to gore someone to death, but accidentally killed someone else, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught, that an ox which intended to kill an animal and killed a person is exempt from being stoned. This implies that if it had tended to kill a Jew and killed a different Jew, it is stoned. The Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, who said, "Afil niskavenu harogazeh baharogazeh pater," even if it intended to kill this Jew and instead killed another, it's pater, because the Torah said, "Hashor yisakel v'gam ba'alav yumas," the ox shall be stoned and the owner shall also die. This juxtaposition teaches, K'misas haban, kach misas ashor. As the laws are regarding the owner's death, so are the laws regarding the ox's death. So the ox had rubbed itself against a muddy wall, which then collapsed and killed a Jew, and then got so angry that it got all muddy that it attempted to gore someone to death, but accidentally killed someone else, turned out to be an ownerless ox, which isn't killed, which reminds us, there's some machlokas if an ownerless ox that kills a Jew is killed. Rav Huna says, the Rav Yehuda exempted the ox afil nagach ubasov hikdish, even where it gored and he subsequently was makdishit, nagach ubasov hifkir, or it gored and he subsequently was mafkirit. So once again, the ox that rubbed itself against a muddy wall, which then collapsed and killed a Jew, and then got so angry it got all muddy that it attempted to gore someone to death, but accidentally killed someone else, turned out to be an ownerless ox, which isn't killed. All right, so now it's time for four balabak chazar. Daf mem. So the simon daf mem relates to mayim, water, and we use a pool. So here goes. The apotropos watching Yesomim in the pool. Pool. That must be on daf mem, mayim. The apotropos watching Yesomim in the pool, splashing and singing, they're not chayiv and kofir, which reminds us, a brisa teaches where an apotropos was appointed over orphan's oxen, kofir is not paid for a mood killing someone. This time it holds kufra kapara, kofir payment is an atonement, and orphans who are minors need no atonement. The Gemara brings machlokas regarding whose value is paid in kofir, the value of the nizak or the mazik. So the apotropos watching Yesomim in the pool, splashing and singing, they're not chayiv and kofir, was confused when he saw the lifeguard who thought he borrowed a tum, discovered the shore was a muad, indicating Rishus Eina Mashana, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Shal Becheskas tum, if one borrowed an ox with the assumption it was a tum, Venimsa muad, and it was found to be a muad, the owner pays half damages and the borrower pays half damages. The borrower pays half because he accepted it as a tum, and the second half is the owner's responsibility for not informing the borrower. The Gemara clarifies the cases where the borrower discerned initially the animal's violent nature. So the apotropa is watching Yasomim in the pool, splashing and singing. They're not chayv and kofar. Was confused when he saw the lifeguard who thought he borrowed a tam discover the shore was amud, indicating rishus ena mashane. While another ox the lifeguard borrowed that became amud in his rishus reverted to becoming a tam when returned to the owner. Which reminds us, in the brisa I just mentioned, the animal remained amud when it was borrowed, indicating the tana holds rishus ena mashane. The change in rishus does not change the ox's status. The Gemara asks that the brisa's second case indicates the opposite. If it became amud in the borrower's house and he returned to the owner pays half damages and the borrower is completely exempt. This proves the animal reverts to tam status when it changes to the owner's rishus. Rabbi Yochanan says the brisas are incompatible and reflect two different opinions. Two more answers are brought. Daf Mem Aleph. So the Siman Daf Mem Aleph is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma, that must mean we're on Daf Mem Aleph, ma. The grandma, who was saddened when she was informed that her killer short tam became a muad after the three people had injured all died. After the third goring, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how an ox can become a muad to kill people before being stoned. Since the tam is killed, how can it become a muad to kill people? Seven answers are offered and four remain, one being Kagon Shesikin L'Shlosha B'nei Adam, where it mortally injured three people who died after the third goring, rendering the ox a muad then and obligating its owner in kofar. So the grandma, who was saddened when she was informed that a killer short tam became a muad after the three people had injured all died, after the third goring, and that she could no longer eat it, and it was now completely aser bahana, which reminds us of Bryce to discuss the laws of a shohan niskal, a condemned ox. Since it's stoned to death, it's obvious that it cannot be eaten, clacking shechita. So why does the Torah need to write lo ya'achel es psaro? Its flesh shall not be eaten. It teaches shim shechatu l'achor shenigmar dino, if he shechted it after its sentence was finalized, but before it was stoned, aser ba'achila, it's forbidden in consumption. We learn from Baal HaShor Naki that the shor is also aser bahana. So the grandma, who was saddened when she was informed that her killer short tam became a muad after the three people had injured all died, after the third goring, and that she could no longer eat it, and it was now completely aser bahana, got some good news that she didn't have to pay chatzi kofar when another short tam of hers intended to kill an animal and inadvertently killed a Jew, which reminds us, in a brisa was taught, the pasuk says, Ubal Shor Naki, and the ox's owner is absolved from payment, which Rabbi Eliezer explains, Naki Mechatzi Kofer, the owner of a tam is absolved from paying half kofer. Rabbi Eliezer gave different explanations of the case, one being where the ox intended to kill an animal or Gentile, and inadvertently killed a Jew, for which it's not killed, but would pay kofer. Daf Mem Beis, so the Siman Daf Mem Beis is a mobster, so here goes. When the ox running away from the mobsters, that must mean we're in Daf Mem Beis. When the ox running away from the mobsters who were trying to steal charged into a pregnant woman, killing her and the fetus, which reminds us of Yossi Guli Darshan's Baal HaShor Naki to teach Naki Midmei Vlados. He's absolved from paying for offspring lost when his ox attacked a pregnant woman. So when the ox running away from the mobsters who were trying to steal it charged into a pregnant woman, killing her and the fetus, and into a slave, which reminds us, in another brisa, Rabbi Akiva Darshan's Baal HaShor Naki to teach Naki Midmei Evet, he's absolved from payment of 30 shkalim for his oxes killing a slave. So when the ox running away from the mobsters who are trying to steal it, charged into a pregnant woman killing her and the fetus, and into a slave, the owner was putter on the fetus and the slave, and paid kofar for the woman to her yorshim, not her husband. Which reminds us, in a brisa was taught, the pasuk says, the hamis ish o isha, and it killed a man or woman, indicating a comparison between the two. Rabbi Akiva explains that since we already know from elsewhere that kofar is paid for killing a woman, the pasuk is teaching ma ish nezakav liyorshav, just as regarding a man, his damage payments are given to his heirs if he dies before they're paid, af isha nezakav liyorshav, so too regarding a woman, her damage payments are given to her heirs, not her husband. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Siman Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The Baal who bought a subscription to Nezikin magazine. That must mean we're in Daf Mem Gimel. The Baal who bought a subscription to Nezikin magazine with some of the Mevrados he received, which reminds us. Rapapa explains the Torah Zikza de Mevrados Rabal. The Torah awarded the value of the offspring to the husband, meaning the one from whom the woman conceived, Afil Baaleh Baznus, even if he had relations with her out of wedlock and was not her husband. This is because the Torah used the term Baha Isha, the husband of the woman, the word Baal implying relations. So the Baal who bought a subscription to Nezikin magazine with some of the Mevrados he received, finished reading that a shor that kills a slave of Ben Chorin without Kavana gets to live, and his owner is putter from paying Shoshim Shkalim and Kofar, which reminds us. Rish Lakish said, Shor Shehemis is a Evich Lobo Kavana. If an ox killed a slave unintentionally, where the ox is not killed, patur m'shoshim shkalim. The owner is patur from paying 30 shkalim because the Torah wrote, kesef shoshim shkalim yitenu adonav v'ashor yisakel. 30 shkalim he shall pay its master, and the ox shall be stoned, implying that the two laws are interdependent. Rabbah said the same regarding kofar. Shor shehemis ben chorin shalobah kavana patur m'kofar. If an ox killed a free person unintentionally, he is exempt from paying kofar. There too, the Torah juxtaposed the two laws, teaching that wherever the ox is not killed, the owner does not pay kofar. So the Baal who bought a subscription to Nezikin magazine with some of the Dmei Vlados he received, finished reading that a shor that kills a slave or ben chorin without kavana gets to live, and his owner is patur from paying shloshim shkalim and kofar, and was engrossed in an article discussing whether damages are paid for unintentionally killing by fire, which reminds us that more discusses if damages are paid for unintentionally killing by fire. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn that a woman's kofar is given to her heirs? That's on daf Membeis. Good. Number two, which daf do we have a machlokas whether an ownerless ox that kills someone is liable for death? That's on daf Memdalad. Good. Number three, which daf do we discuss whether a mu'ud that's returned to its owner remains in its mu'ud state? That's on daf Lamatas. Good. Number four, which daf do we learn that the Torah awarded to Mevlados to the Baal, even if he had relations with a woman out of wedlock? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn if an ox was rubbing itself against the wall and it collapsed onto a person and killed him, it's pater? That's on daf Memdal. Good. Number six, which of the one if an ox killed an Eved or Ben Chorin without Kavana, it lives and one is not Chayv, Shoshim Shkalim, and Kofar? That's on Dav. Mem Gimel. Good. Number seven, which of the one Rabbi Shimon holds that if an ox intended to kill one Jew and it killed another, the ox is not liable for death? That's on Dav. Memdal. Good. Number eight, which of the one the Rabbi Eliezer says that we learn from the Pasuk Baal Shor Naki that the owner of a Tam, that the owner of a Tam is Pater from paying Chatzin Nezek? That's on Dav. Mem Aleph. Good. Number nine, which Dav we have a question if damages are paid for unintentionally killing by fire? That's on Dav. Mem Gimel. Good. And number 10, which Dav do we discuss why an ox that became a Mu'ud in the borrower's Rishus becomes a Tam when returned to the owner? That's on Dav. Mem. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.